From National Public Radio and South Carolina ETV Radio, welcome to the 30th anniversary concert for Marian McPartland's Piano Jazz. I'm Charles Osgood, your host for this, the third and final set of music from a special celebration at Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola at Jazz at Lincoln Center. Coming up this hour, you'll hear music by Arturo O'Farrell, Grady Tate, Joanne Burkeen, and Randy Weston. But we'll begin with a piano jazz trademark, a two-piano duet. When piano jazz began in 1979, Marian faithfully adhered to the title of the show. Her guests were primarily piano players, although a few of those pianists also sang. The show would eventually expand to include singers and other instrumentalists, but the piano has always been central to the show. The prominence of the piano led to a rather distinctive feature of piano jazz, the two-piano duet. How appropriate, then, that we begin this third set from the 30th anniversary concert with two grand players on two grand pianos. Bill Charlap and Rini Rosnes are two of the jazz world's most gifted pianists, and it also happens that they were married right here at Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola. Just in Time by Rini Rosnes and Bill Charlap. A piano duet to kick off this set of music from the Piano Jazz 30th Anniversary Concert. Up next, it's one of the most celebrated pianists of his generation. Here's Cedar Walton with his version of Billy Strayhorn's Lush Life. Cedar Walton with Billy Strayhorn's Lush Life. Well, there's more to come from the Piano Jazz 30th Anniversary Concert at Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola. Our program is made possible by a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art. I'm Charles Osgood, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. Thank you. next, it's a familiar face to the folks here at Jazz at Lincoln Center. Arturo O'Farrell is the music director of the Jazz at Lincoln Center Afro-Latin Jazz Orchestra. He's an amazing pianist, and of course, he's also a piano jazz alum. Arturo O'Farrell with the Ernesto Lecuona classic, Siboney. Taking the stage next, it's a legendary jazz drummer turned singer, Grady Tate. He's joined on piano by John DeMartino for the Gordon Parks ballad, Don't Misunderstand.
John told me that we have lyrics here. I didn't know that. Now, this is going to be a song, a gentleman that I had the pleasure of meeting many years ago and becoming part of his family. And the thing that was most important was that I learned from him how to love people, how to love things, how to love music, how to love all of the suns and moons and beautiful stars. This man's name is Gordon Parks. Don't misunderstand. We are only strangers on our way to somewhere else, to some place we forgot. Don't mistake my smile. It just means I'm lonely. So love me till this day has passed, and then forget we met. We're just in some secret place, yielding to a soft windy, to love the pain away. Don't misunderstand. You are no concern of mine. But in case you're free sometime and you need some time with me, some time to hold my hand, then I will we're just spending time in some secret place, yielding to a soft wind day, to love
love the pain away. Don't misunderstand, you are no concern of mine, but in case you're free sometime and you need some time with me sometime to hold my hand, then I will understand. I will understand. Understand.
Grady Tate, with accompaniment from pianist John DeMartino. That was Don't Misunderstand. We'll have more from the 30th Anniversary Piano Jazz Concert in just a moment. You can find more music, as well as a photo slideshow from this elegant evening at Dizzy's, on our website, pianojazz.npr.org. I'm Charles Osgood, and you're listening to Piano Jazz from NPR. We continue our celebration of 30 years of piano jazz with a performer who follows in the footsteps of such singer-pianists as Nat King Cole and Shirley Horn. Here's Dina DeRose with I Never Told You.
So many things I should have said, I never told you. I kept them locked inside my head. I never told you. Never let you know I'd die before I'd let you go. I guess my first mistake was thinking you. Kiss. I loved your touch. I loved to hold you. I thought my kiss could say so much. I never told you. Thank you. And now you're gone, and every soul I see must know how much you mean to me. It's easy now, at last I'm learning how to say what I never told you.
Thank you.
A soulful version of I Never Told You, performed by Dina DeRose. We'll bring the mood back up with a truly celebratory version of Ray Bryant's Talk, performed by Cyrus Chestnut.
Thank you.
Cyrus Chestnut performing Ray Bryant's Tom. Taking the stage now, the host, artistic director, and the very spirit of piano jazz, Marion McPartland. She's joined by Karin Allison for the McPartland original, Twilight World.
These are lyrics by Johnny Mercer, and Ms. Marion wrote this beautiful tune called Twilight World. Twilight world, over a China sea, come sing a melody of ages ago. In a twilight world, watching the sampans pass, I fill a frosty glass as lanterns burn low. Life is a changing panorama. Love is a dancing butterfly. Catch them both while we may. Come to Spain or Cathay. I don't want to miss that will-o'-the-wisp passing by. Life is holding out a twilight world. Don't let it slip away. Come taste it while we may, and let it begin. Let's have a twilight world before the night sets in. It's a changing panorama, and love is a dancing butterfly. Catch them both while we may. Come to Spain or Cathay. I don't want to miss that will-o'-the-wisp passing by. Life is holding out a twilight world. Don't let it slip away. Come taste it while we may, and let it begin. Let's have a twilight world before the night sets in. Before the night sets in. Twilight world.
Brava.
Twilight World, a composition by Marion McPartland with lyrics by Johnny Mercer. There's more to come from the stage at Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola at Jazz at Lincoln Center. Our program is made possible by the Friends of Piano Jazz, and is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. I'm Charles Osgood, and this is Piano Jazz. Well, we've come to the end of this final set of music from the Piano Jazz 30th anniversary. Here now are two Piano Jazz alumni in performance together for the first time. Pianist Joanne Burkeen made her Piano Jazz debut during the first season of Piano Jazz in 1979. Taylor Eigsti, on the other hand, wasn't even born in 1979. He made his first appearance on the show nearly 25 years later. If Piano Jazz has taught us anything, it's that jazz players can get together even if they've never met before and turn out some truly amazing music. Here's Joanne Burkeen and Taylor Eigsti playing Giant Steps. John Coltrane's Giant Steps, the very first collaboration between the veteran Joanne Bikin and the rising star Taylor Eigsti. Speaking of giants, the 6'8" Randy Weston is taking the stage now with tonight's final tune, The Healers.
Thank you.
Randy Weston's tribute to musicians everywhere, The Healers, is a perfect way to end this special 30th anniversary concert in honor of Marianne McPartland's piano jazz. Marianne McPartland will be back on the host's bench next week with another great piano jazz session. For NPR, South Carolina ETV and Radio, and for me, Charles Osgood, thanks for listening to the special concert from Piano Jazz.
The Piano Jazz producer is Sherry Hutchinson. Associate producer, David Lyon. Recording engineer, Duke Marcos. Assistant engineer, Jeff Rothman. Mastering engineer, David Mitchell. Audio assistant, Dale Anderson. The executive producer is Elaine Freeman. Special thanks to Todd Barkin and the staff at Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola at Jazz at Lincoln Center. If you wish to email us, our address is pj@scetv.org. Our postal address is 1101 George Rogers Boulevard, Columbia, South Carolina, 29201. To find out more about the artists and music selections heard on Piano Jazz, or to listen to a recent program, visit our website at pianojazz.npr.org. There you'll find a link to our free weekly Piano Jazz preview podcast, Piano Jazz Shorts. Support for Piano Jazz comes from Jazz Times Magazine, since 1970 helping jazz fans get to know the music they love. Available on newsstands and on the web at jazztimes.com. Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and NPR. Contributors include the Doris Duke Charitable Foundation, celebrating 10 years of support for the performing arts, environmental conservation, medical research, and the prevention of child abuse. And the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people. Online at wtgrantfoundation.org. This is NPR, National Public Radio.